This week, we have a series of stories titled 6 Months In. The series is looking at the impact that COVID-19 has had in Arizona since the pandemic brought us widespread upheaval back in March. As KJZZ's Bridget Dowd reports today, because the pandemic has so drastically changed how many of us live our day-to-day lives, it has also taken a toll on our mental health.
I actually have been dealing with clinical depression and anxiety for years before the pandemic, and it definitely made them worse.
Meet Jay. She's asked us only to use her first name to protect her privacy. In early spring, Jay was your average Arizona college student, attending classes, hanging out with friends, and preparing for a summer internship. Then came COVID-19, and suddenly everything changed. Her classes moved online, and she started spending a lot more time indoors. She says while medication helps, she needs more than that to maintain a healthy mind.
Taking antidepressants is also accompanied by me, like, living this healthy lifestyle that is now a little bit more difficult to live because of COVID-19. Like, I'm not walking and biking to class every day.
Jay says the medication started to feel less like it was enhancing her good mood and more like it was just keeping her head above water. And to make things worse, she ended up contracting COVID-19.
I had very overwhelming fatigue among a whole host of these other symptoms for 2 weeks. And I was really worried about what was going to happen to me because there's still so little that we really know about this virus.
She says she hit a low point when she tried to take a short walk and it left her feeling completely exhausted.
I felt like I had done an intense cardio workout. It was that bad. All I could think was, how long is this going to last for me?
While the combination of depression and social isolation may have Jay feeling alone, recent mental health statistics show she's far from it. A Kaiser Family Foundation poll in July found that 53% of adults in the U.S. reported their mental health has been negatively impacted due to worry and stress over the coronavirus. During a press conference earlier this month, Governor Doug Ducey highlighted other figures that show what he called a worrying trend.
According to the CDC, the percentage of adults reporting thoughts of suicide in the past 30 days rose to more than 1 in 10, an increase of more than double compared to 2 years earlier.
The Kaiser poll also found adults were having difficulty sleeping or eating, as well as reporting increases in alcohol consumption or substance use. Arizona Psychiatric Society President Dr. Don Fowles says he's seen a noticeable uptick in anxiety levels.
Some of that's related to being isolated. Some of it's just related to the unknown and what's going on with the virus. I mean, we're learning more each day, but still there are enough unknowns that people are anxious about it.
Fowles' group has worked with the Crisis Response Network and other providers to make psychiatric services more available to first responders and healthcare workers. He says in some ways the virus has actually improved services as video and phone visits become more common.
You don't have to drive to and from. You don't have to wait in a waiting room. It's actually in some ways more efficient and more effective.
But adults aren't the only ones whose lives have been upended. While many parents wrestle with their work lives and their children's remote learning, kids are struggling too.
Oftentimes, parents feel that if you don't bring things up to your child and they aren't talking about it, then there's not a problem. And that just isn't true.
That's Dr. Funda Bacini, a child and adolescent psychiatrist. She says kids notice more than you might think.
Even my 3-year-old, she'll ask to go to Target with me, and I'll say, no, baby, you can't. And she'll say, but I'll wear my mask.
Bacini says by having honest conversations with their children, parents build trust.
So for little kids, there's books about COVID and what's going on.
For older kids in the 7 to 12-year-old range, it's especially important to validate their feelings. For example,
hey, I know that going back to school is going to look different right now. I have questions. You may have questions, too. What are you thinking about?
But no matter your age, there are some ways to self-soothe. Dr. Fowles says it might be as simple as doing some of the things you like to do that are still safe, like hiking or reading.
I wish there was one magic solution for everyone that would just work and allay the anxiety or fears and depression. But we're all a little different.
And he says if you hit a rough patch, there is help out there. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.